Because he loves that sefer Kama Shleima. Rishus Avi Mari. We're holding his impact test in Sef Gimel, the sugya of Tavshel Shal Basar and Tavshel Shal Gvino. First, Bimetzius, what is a Tavshel? So basically, you have a chillin, you have meat inside of it, you take away the meat, you left the beans and the potatoes, that's a Tavshel by Fleishiks. What's a Tavshel by Miltiks? You make an eggs with cheese inside, take the cheese away, you left for the eggs, that's a Tavshel of Gvino. That's one definition. Another thing that Chum discussed, the Taz, what's a case of soup? Is a soup a Tavshel of Guva Dover? So it really depends. The Taz, it seems to be is Maskona, the place can do go this way. That depends. If it's a thin soup, that it's sold, they can see it, that nichol get it of a Tavshel. Masha Inklin, if the case over here is thick as oval, that's nichol get it of a Guva Dover. Now the Taz does not say why, but it's coming to the base Yosef. Look how the base Yosef is coming with Ben Yeruchim, but the reason is because maybe when it's thick, the small pieces of meat over there. Not when it's thick, that itself is a Guva Dover. When it's thick, maybe the small pieces of meat that you did not see, and for that reason, you're giving you the getter of the basar itself. A third thing over here that's nichol the getter of discussing the tavshel not is something called shuman shel basar, the shuman, the fat of the basar that come along over here, and the maaz meisif that says the shuman shel basar is not nichol the category of tavshel basar, it's kibasar atzmai. They have to analyze why is that so. I mean, we know the reason why Basar, we have to wait 6 hours. We have two reasons, either Rashi or the Rambam. It's either Moshech Dam or Basar Ben Yishanayim. What is the reason over here to be Machman Shuman over here, Mitzvah, that concept of waiting 6 hours? So they point out that where is Marmokam coming from? So the idea of Shuman's Kibasar Asmoy is better than Rashbo. The going on the page says the reason why I call him Kibasar Asmoy, because according to Rashi, Rashi holds the idea of Moshech Dam, Shuman's Moshech Dam. Based on that, according to the Rambam, you won't have to wait 6 hours because not boss of any shinayim, not boss of shuman. The bayad they point out, the achrayim, the mice look up the Rambam, the Rashba, the Rashba's in the makar. He holds like the Rambam. Has to be boss of any shinayim. If so, why is he saying the loch of shumas can boss of atzmai? Says the achrayim prechodesh the pretoyar loy plug. Even though the idea of boss of any shinayim is not applied by shuman, but we have a concept over here of loy plug. That means again, we have three things over here. Number one, what is it? A standard tavshel is when the thing is not there anymore, like the chulin, the beans, and the potatoes for the chulin. Number two, what's marak? If it's liquidy, then it's a tavshel. If it's thick, we're choshevim in the small pieces and nichol gov adover. And shuman, the more paskin is gov adover like basar itself. Now this halacha again to a tavshel basar before shikamon daf kofei mabeis. The makor of this Indian, the first one says there's something called maimim tzoyim. There's maimim shenim, maimim achrenim, maimim tzoyim. Maimim tzoyim, the Gemara is very clear, is rishos. However, Kamal Rav Nachman, it says, it's all between a tavshel and a tavshel. However, in case of tavshel to gvino, then it's a chayva. Again, tavshel to tavshel is rishos, tavshel to gvino is a chayva. What does that mean? Elam so toifis, toifis at tupshotim, ubein tam, and ubein shmol. Ubein tam understands when the tavshel of gvino to tavshel of basar, or vice versa, one to another, it's rishos. Mash Enkin, when we have a case of Be'en over there, the loch is Tzachiv, a Tashal Basa, the green of Tzachiv. It does not sound like you have to wait anything, but Tzachiv can wash your hands. That means this dinner in the Tilo over here, according to Be'en, it only shows when the Tashal to Tashal. The Chiv Shavayim with the Tashal to Be'en. Come along with Ben Yishmol, he does not go this way. He understands first when it says Ben Tashal, Tashal is shows when the Basa to Basa or green to green. Why you have to wash your hands? What the Havin is, the Yishlodin. That's what he says. Masha Enkein, when it's a Tavshel, the case of Gvino to the case of Ben, then the loch is the Zechiv. Now he said, however, what does that mean over here? He says, the concept over here is that really depends. If it's a Tavshel, Basar is a case over here that's first, and anyway, you have to wait 6 hours. The case over here, when the Tavshel Gvino is first, then you have a case over here of washing hands. Those are two Machlokes among Rishonim. I mean, basically comes out two separate Machlokes in over here. Both understanding Shana Sugyo. Number one, what's the loch of a tashul gvina to tashul basar? Both of them are tashul. That means you want to eat the potatoes, the cholent, then afterwards you want to eat the eggs with the gvina inside. Is it dinam tilos daim? That means the court of Bein Tam washing hands is only rishos. And that's what we're passing, the rishos. Masha enkei the court of Bein Shmuel, it's a chayvo. That's from all right, it's a chayvo. That's aleph. A second machlokes over here, after tashlo basar, these beings were shown, the loch is, do you have to wait or not? Or is it tila enough? That came along with Tam and says, v'chiv netila, we do not have to wait. And that's the mechaber. Coming with Ramon and says, no, you have a chiv to wait, k'moy basar mamish, v'nogu achshu l'hachmer, says Ramon, v'ein, like after basar mamish, v'ein l'shanish v'lifo is gather. Therefore, us b'nei Ashkenaz, the look is that by tafshul, tafshul is a chiv to wash hands.
But that's not what I was afraid of. That's a very time.
We pass the very small. And the look is after tafshul boss is like boss asked me to wait 6 hours. That's what Moshe says. That's our meaning. That's our look over here. Says Tosfos, you're right. You have to wait. You have to wait. Like boss asked me, whatever we see, we'll see all the 6 hours. Now, first, before we get to our meaning of Kivega bringing down, that means we have this idea we have been tafshul and tafshul, we pass in the chi of Natilo. What is the definition of Natilo? So, first, we had a loch already in Sebeis, a person during the day eats milchik, he has to knoch badocho, and you have to do the Natil Sinayim. The Gemara says you do not have to do the Natil Sinayim Medinoi, come to the Mink to be Machmer. Come on the Shach and said, it's dark in the case when it's Gevino Mamish. Ever with the tashul gvina, it sticks more to your hands. You have to wipe that soap, but it sticks more to your hands, and therefore, kuliyama during the day you have a chiv natila. Kuliyama during the day you have a chiv natila more than it says in sebeis. Now we also had a question: sebeis, does utensils help? There's no chiv natila over here. So then we brought up a vucho that maybe using a fork and knife not needed natila. This is meant to be machmer. So over here again, come on the pichodesh. We say if you have utensils, use a fork and knife. There's no chiv natila. The Maisa Pesach Tshuva on the base when he brings down to argue on this concept of the Bichodosh is quoting the Prim Gadol on this halacha. Prim Gadol on this halacha says no. Maisa is still nochin v'machma and still washing hands. When you have a case of a tashul of gvina, you want to eat afterwards and you have a chiv natila and washing hands also in this situation. They point out the nafkamino, it's just very simple. We'll get to also by the case of a shamish. When people are doing things in the kitchen, making things over here, and they sometimes make milchiks and then someone else wants fleishiks, they point out from a tashul to tashul, the chiyuv mamish to wash your hands. And therefore, you have to know this. It's said about a shulchan, they bring down. You have to be very careful when you're making one min, and then you want to. Someone else comes, the kid asks you to make the other min. Yeah, of course, you have a chiyuv gomer to wash your hands over here. Fine, that's mitzvah the sugyo. Again, the lochas make tashul to tashul. You have a chiyuv natilo. That's it. Don't have to wait. However, do come along the swarm, they bring down that is yam shushloimo. It's brought down in Kiveger, Honim Chizyako. That's true. When we read the Amar, the Pashu in the Amar, there's no chiv to wait at all, as Kiveger points out. However, the mini klaisel is not that way. The loch is that once we eat a tashul basar, the loch is even though you want only eat after only a tashul gvino, still in Maisa we wait 6 hours. Like Mitzvah Lasuda, that's our minig. You have to write some Maisa, that's our minig. That means it comes out again, you read the page, and the sugya is very clear, tashul, the teal is enough. Question is the chiv or tzushos. I want hug is more than that. We're more machmobir. Now you could ask a question, why that's so? We'll take it even further. Let's Lukhur in this situation over here, when you have a tashul abosar, Lukhur is a moshech tam? No. Is a boss of Nishnaim? No. Come on, Kiveger, it says the loch is loyplug. We'll be machman and hug is to wait. If you analyze two Kivegers one after another, Lukhur, you can really ask a question. The loch in Sif Aleph was, Muhammad said, Medina 6 hours. The Moshe says, Nochel Lassas Achar Achilas Boser. So, Kivegah, why did the Ramah end off Achar Achilas Boser? Come and tell you, let's say you chew Boser, and then you spit after the kid. What's a locha? Do you have to also wait 6 hours according to the Moshe, Nochel Lassas? So, Kivegah, no, we have Kaina Svek to be Mekel. According to the Moshe, Medina is only Mesud Acharis. You still got Shulchan and Berach. Void, the locha is according to Rashi, it's not Moshe Tam, or according to Rambam. Since you only have Rashi, not the Rambam. You have a svek to be mekel. That's one kiveger. Next, kiveger says by us, what's halacha? The case of a tashul basar, which you have no neither reason. It's not moishik tam, not basar ben ishinayim. What's halacha? Halacha is a minute to be machmer. Wait 6 hours. But think about it. You only have one reason. Nah, we have tashul basar for myself to be mekel. We have both reasons to be we have both of them to be mekel. We don't have Rashi, not the Rambam. Not Moshe, not Basar Ben Ishnayim. What's halacha? The Minhag Maaseh to be machmer. Of course, a little bit of a ha'or over here. It sounds like two opposites over here. So it could be just to point out over here that this whole Indian that some people want to be stung upon the Kivek and Sif Aleph, that's very good in the Ramah. Could be saying in the Ramah Shita. The Ramah also holds by us Sif Gimel, as he writes, Allah may tashal tashal, you don't need to wait. But once from Kivek brings down this Yam Shushlaimah, the Midchis Yaakov here, could be Kivek agrees Allah Lamaisa, but you have to wait even situation when you're chewing the bus and spinning it out. I'm saying Pshat in the Ramah, then that's not the meaning. I mean, I know certain strong like bringing down this Kivek, but he doesn't add up in the Cheshbon Shiboy. And then it will come out in the Cheshbon Kivek, Allah Lamaisa meaning is not like that. The Ramah is true, that's a one in the Ramah. As the Ramah said in the Sif Gimel, Lamaisa to be Mekel. But we don't go like the Ramah, that's not on our boat. They will come along, you want to shoot, boss, and spit out, Lamaisa, you have to wait 6 hours. That's the first Chelek in Sif Gimel. Like they have Tavshul. The second thing, come along with Ramah, is Moisif.
Do we
pass in the Tavshul, boss, you have to wait 6 hours. A Chenamanik says Yad Yudah. That's it. The second thing will be the Ramah. He come along and he's moist of a concept that let's say you cook something in a fleshka pot inside of the sugi of not by not, the loch is you don't have to wait 6 hours. Beer a dollar, we did not get the sugi of not by not, but what it means is very simple. You have a pot that you made meat inside. Shmak meat fionte, a roast. You take the pot, you clean it out, has a bleas called a knot, nice and tam, the tam went into the pot. Your mama's fleshka pot. An hour later, you put in your rice. You put in your spaghetti, you cook it inside. The bleas of the pot went inside your rice, your spaghetti. It's another nice and tam. It's a not bar not. The loch over here, by this case, the rice, on that, kamal gramah, so the loch is this rice, when you eat it, do you have to wait 6 hours or not? That means in the yeshiva, Monday, that's very powerful. They have rice, they serve there. It's in the fleshka pot. Could be the night before they made fleshka inside. You have to wait 6 hours. The loch here says Ramah, no. This rice that ate in yeshiva in a fleshy pot, the mice do not have to wait 6 hours. At kind of basic Ramah, but practical Ramah happens all the time. People make, even as Ben Yoimah, there's no chilk over here. The loch is you make anything that's parable in a fleshy pot, Ben Yoimah, call not by not. The loch is you do not have to wait 6 hours. At kind of Ramah.
Why don't you write
dairy? We're not discussing eating with it, discussing eating at waiting 6 hours.
Even if the pot is Ben
Yoimah? Even Ben Yoimah, yes, even Ben Yoimah. That's first what the Ramah says. Now, you have to wait 6 hours.
So with it, you can. No, with the rice, you can.
That's what we're going to get to. That's really the first point. First point, the Ramah is discussing 6 hours. Now, the question over here, Kamal Bashach, he has a kasha, took on your test, or the new prince, Sifon Chav. He said, Leslam Nasuki Napanat, Simon Sadakei, Sif, Bey's over there. The loch over there is, let's say you have this spaghetti over here. And you put cottage cheese on top of it, it's not bar not, you can eat it even together. Why is that? I'm not saying the loch is, you do not have to wait 6 hours. However, it sounds like together you can do. The loch is, you have this spaghetti, that mamash in a pot ben yoyimoy, you put cottage cheese on top of it, the loch is, go eat it. We pass, no problem, go eat it. So what's the stuff that I'm on? Don't wait 6 hours. You can eat it with milchik, it's mamash. That's the bond cash over here. That's the list of three malachim on the Gdolah HaPaisker. We have to know each one. The first malach comes along, the Shach, it says a master of Kiddush over here. We'll see. I said the way how we paskin. We'll see what you really ask. But I said how we paskin. Yes. But I was very ambiguous what I said. Now, that means because you got the chart outside the base medrash, right? The, what's called the perfect chart? Perfect chart? Perfect parver. So you see, a little bit different what I said. Perfect parver? Fine, no. So first, how do you answer this kasha? I mean, we have a basic kasha. There are one way of saying you don't have to wait 6 hours, but partial loch is when you already have kashas on top of the spaghetti, the mice, it's mutter. There are three mahal kamukhas, you're allowed to one, the way the shach, we chodesh to enter a massive chiddush over here. You have this pot that was fleishiks. You washed it up, it did not clean out that well. How was the kiddush? There's a little bit mamoshes there. A little bit mamoshes. Says the Yadhudu, what does it mean, a little bit mamoshes? Says whether it's shamninus, whether it's bosom, but animals, small pieces of meat, does not make a difference. If you have mamish meat there, you cook spaghetti or rice in it, you ate that, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Massive chiddush. Your mamish had this rice with meat inside of it, pieces of meat inside, no 6 hours. Do we pass it or not? But that's the first time to understand this concept. That means to eat it with milk, but not. That's the Ramah saying. To have this rice with milk, also. because this piece is a meat over here. Eat it by itself, you want to wait 6 hours. No, it's no, he's saying even more. It sounds like eating the meat itself.
What is the tafshul meat?
Well, we'll get to it. That's first what it says. Aleph. We'll get to each one. Again, that's the three tzotzim, then we'll try to explain each one. The second malach, come on the kiveger, over here on the shaft, in the base mayor says, you have a kashu via the chutz and not, but not eat it with milchik. So I'll tell you, Mr. Milteretz. The loch is, let's say, when you cut an onion with a fleshka knife, or you cook and the fleshka part an onion, the loch is, it rejuvenates the taste, and it's not a get of a not by not, it's a get of one not, a nice and tam. The loch of one nice and tam, the loch is, you cannot eat it with milchik. But the chidish is, you want to wait 6 hours. A tam, you cannot eat with milchik, but the tam will not make you wait 6 hours. Let's see if they pass like that also. That's the second malach.
That was the Kharif.
Right. That's
normally
together. But you have not going 6 hours. That's the second Kimto. A third way of answering it, the cash doesn't even start. It's a mistake. When we go back to Simon Sada Kesid Beis, we learn the Shigim Nap by Nap. Try to be very careful to say, if you have the spaghetti over here, if you ready to put cottage cheese on top of it, you're allowed to eat it. That means only when ready is there, but you have it. But the Chachila says, Ramo, you cannot put the cat cheese on top of the spaghetti. Now do that. It's not Ben Yomi. If it's not Ben Yomi, it's any Ben Yomi allowed to. But it's Ben Yomi, you can't do that. The Kamal over here, the Amon says, to go eat it with cat cheese, you can't do that. You wait 6 hours, you have to wait 6 hours. So the whole Shach Kasha, Kamal, the Eliyahu, the Menchis Yaakov says, it's not true. Go look at the Amon. The Amon says, it's not the case. It's not the way. So you cannot eat it with Malchik.
Because you have with
Malchik. Oh. So the way they answer back, what's the Shach Kasha? So either you can say how the Prim Gadol wants to answer what happened with Pesach Shuvah over here, that who says this halacha of waiting 6 hours? The Mechab, the Beis Yosef is saying this concept. And the Mechab of Pasuk L'Chadchila, you can't put the cow cheese on top of it. So Kash in the Beis Yosef is not Kash in the Ramon. Or the way the Beis Meir says, the halacha is what? But the Yevet, once the cow cheese is there, you can eat it. So what the halacha is, once you already ate the spaghetti, you already bidi Yevet. So you have to wait 6 hours in the Beis Meir. So you are bidi Yevet. It's Nechon Lehet and Kon to Ramon. There are two ways to defend the Shach. But there are those kind of the Eliyahu, Michas Yaakov, the Kash doesn't start. Those have to answer why the Kash doesn't start. Those are the three Malchim among the Achrayim.
Isn't there a Philip
there
who made the spaghetti, the
Kavanah,
to eat it with
Muslims? That's anybody. Somebody else. Anybody. Stay away from that. That means, again, to answer this Kash of the Maisel Chorik with Muslims, you have three ways of answering. Number one, either you can't. Or the Loch is the case of Chutcha, not Chutcha Yafal, the Shach. Or the case of the Gate of Dava Harif. And before we get to apply these halachos, let's take it the other way around. Before we get to apply halachos, the other way around first. That means, let's say a person is fleishik. Your mom, she ate meat, you had steak. Come home, and your wife gives you spaghetti, made into a milk pot, not bar not. Can you eat that? Rice in a milk pot, can you eat that? You have fleishik's mamish. Can you go eat that? Well, make it simple. You are fleishik's, and your wife made you a tea in a milk cup. That in the morning had coffee inside, it was boiling hot. Is this whole idea of saying it not by not one way, but the other way around? That means all these cases you always have to switch around, we already are fleishiks. When you're fleishiks, you have to worry about the sugya not by not. So, Maisha, the Ishim Shalom Kugur, when someone asks this question, he said very simple, maybe they gichok, made them laugh. And not by not doesn't count. Like the tube brings down, come on, all the place can go, there's no problem. And since the Shulchan, even le chadchilo, a person can have a not by not. When you ready is fleishik, not banat and chalavim. When you ready is fleishik, even like a gam is brought on the ochet zabenu the chelik alef the stipler that he would not drink his tea. That was not banat. He said, "I hope to make his mutter. I'm on getter." But he said, "Avad mitina his mutter." If a loch is, we don't have to worry. Not banat. When you ready, are fleishik.
If it's cooked in a pot, it's served.
Not banat. You sure? Avad is also.
Right.
Not banat. Your terror.
And the OUD.
I'm not. We're not discussing.
The tato is very
different. Okay.
And if you hold that chalos down as not kosher, then you can't eat.
You want to argue the chaznish in a moisha? I just said the moisha.
It's a different shayla.
We're machmir like the chaznish.
They say it's kosher, but you don't hold it's kosher.
Right. Now, first thing. Yeah, we had a kasher. We had the shach is before eat together is moti. Instead of chiddush poichot for yafal, the moisha is moti. Now, first, do we passing like this, Shach, Lehut Chiyofa Lemaisa, you've gone to wait 6 hours? You're eating this Tavshul Shalbasa with a little piece of meat inside, what's going on over here? So there's an Eliyahu in Orchaim, from Kufa and Gimel. He writes over there that first he wrote on Orchaim and in Yerdeah. Maisa, we do not have this Ksavim on Yerdeah. He writes in Akdomah to Arachayim that he wrote on the whole entire Yerodeah. He had a fire, he lost his Ksavim. And he writes for us in Kofayim Gimel that he already explained Ovi and Simon Peites why the Shach is incorrect, he's wrong. No, it's not so. You have to wait. No, El Rabba, no. El Rabba is not Arachayim Kodesh, different person. He's after. Pitoya is Arachayim Kodesh. This is El Rabba. El Rabba, I think his brother-in-law, the Minchas Yaakov, the El Rizuto, same person, he comes along and says that the I already explained why, don't say how explained, the Shach is incorrect. Look, you offer the mice a little piece of meat inside of it. You have to wait 6 hours over here. And there's a base mayor and a chidor. The swear is simple to be machmer and the mice eating a pot of spaghetti with some meat inside. So what if we wait 6 hours? Mice of the Shach, who says to be Michael, don't wait 6 hours, seem to be the boss of the same thing. And there was a Pichodosh, and a Minchas Yaakov, and a Lechem Aponim, and a Beis Lechem Yehuda, and a Chgur Shmuel, and a Beis Dovin, and Machzor HaShekel, and a Chochmas Odin, and a Kishchon Aruch, and a Zevchei Tzedek, and a Benish Chayim, and a Chovetz Chayim, and a Archa Shulchan, and a Mikdash Ma'at, and a Moshe, and others and others. The reason why I'm saying that for, I'll tell you what I'm saying that for. The Maisel, if you go Isra Berkowitz, they tell me a Berkowitz says the Maisel to Machmer, against the Shach. You go to a Rubin, the Archa Shabbos, and Arnov, Maisel says to Machmer. You go to a Felder in Lakewood, they said, you mach but no pass like the Shach. So my son, so when Rav Reuben, when he gave shir about this, he was in the sugyo, so I went over to him with a stack of Sfarim, I went over to him with the Chavetz Chaim, and the Chochmas Adam, and the Chishon Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Moshe Issam, which one of these five do you want to argue with? Picked up his hands. Alright, fine. I went over to a Berkowitz and I said, I heard you passing Machman. I asked him, you know, which one of these five? This is Amasari, at least four of them. Right? We passed Chochmas Adam, the kids, Aruch HaShulchan, and the Chavetz Chaim. I asked him, what do you want to argue with? He kept quiet. Might see one of the singing, I'm not sure.
He smiled.
Of course, he always smiles. Maisa fell in lake with, I didn't have a chance to ask him. But Maisa, I'm saying all these names over here because we have a Shach and the Messiah goes with it. I know there are those who say, not the way, I've asked him, I'm not going to answer, why not? The Swam Maisa bring it down. Okay, once we have Chokmazad, Mar Shokhul, Kitzer, Chokhul Tzchaim, we go that way. That's all yes. Now, the question is. What? How do we apply the Shach? First, number one, we pass on the Shach. Now, how do we apply the Shach? Now, first of all, do we have a case of Shishim or not a case of Shishim? So, the way other people brings it down in Chagor Shmuel before, and he says, there's a case of Bittul over here. The way the Pesach Shuvah points out, the case of Bittul, then the whole Kasha, we never answered. That means, the idea of have Yem Chazer, that's very Bittul and Shishim, also is Mutter. Anyone who wants to be Machmer, Pesach Shuvah brings down, can be Apikaris. So, they point out, and the Shach has a kasha to eat with milk is a mice. Mutter must be known with milk is usher, but not to wait 6 hours. They say we have a case of Shishim with Pesach Shuvah being done outside that way. So Pesach Shuvah, then even with milk is mutter, but a kushla dochte. So the Pelon, the Primogod, the one time is the case of Bittul over here, and therefore come out every Sefer says over here, as Beis Meir points out, I can't want to argue, but himself points out, mostly there is no Shishim. Yeah, Rambam said there is no Shishim over here, Zechetetek or Shulchan, there is no Shishim. That means partially you have a case of spaghetti with meat, there is no case of Shishim over here. That's Aleph. Now the Metzias over here, someone telling me Dafka Shamnunis, again the Adudu points out that simple reading of the Shach, if you want the Shamnunis or Bosser Mamish Lamaisa, it would be the same thing over here. Mamish, small pieces of Bosser. I, the Maisa Kasha is, but you're eating meat, so why don't you wait 6 hours? You're Mamish eating meat, that's the Kasha over here. So whether Oilam brings down from the Adudu, whether it's a Bala Shulchan or others from Gila Sefer, that we said over here, that somehow Kimel Chazal, we not miskaven, you come to wash out the pot, you not miskaven to eat Bosser, Chazal won't grazer. That's a chiddush, massive chiddush of the Shach over here. They have no kavanah to eat it. Therefore, avad to eat together. They can't just boss and call it together. But the idea to wait one to another, we have no kavanah. It's not mesiachis to you. It's kind of eating it. Ka'in the idea of ein meskavin. Ein meskavin is not mesiachis back to you. Gam situation, you're eating it over here. But it's not mesiachis back to you. We're not machshir the act over here. Chazal did not say you're eating boss, and therefore you can eat within 6 hours, but you can eat kavina afterwards. Ein meskavin. That's one way of saying it over.
Eating together, definitely.
That's possible. Chalov. But Chazal would not chayv you, the concept would not be miskaven. That's one way of understanding it. Maybe say another way how to understand it, as seems to be what the Beis Lechem Yehuda is saying, what the Pesach Shuvah is quoting. In other cases, also, there's no bittul over here. But in the case of you're not margish the tam. Like, you have spaghetti over here, but no one senses it, no one realizes it, not misyachs to it, no, there's no bittul. Avad is there, but it's not something that you sense, I'm eating that. Not to the miskaven, but not sense I'm eating it over here. The two ways seem to be saying over here. Either not miskaven, or no, I don't associate with me because I don't sense it. What? Now, therefore, let's get a case to apply what I'm saying. Yes, there's something bring down the idea of Kfilas Yisrael. Let me bring down this concept.
Isn't the Bar Mitzvah with your time anyway?
No, bittel is mut. That's kash. Say the idea of bittel is shishim.
You're not
again. One say that nigash. You sit down and you focus upon it, you might taste it, but no one sees it. Don't sense it. I'll give you an example. Come yeshiva, they have over there flesh g'day, they have chicken and they have rice. Take one spoon of chicken, other spoon you take the rice over here. So by SM you have rice over here. That's loads of offal. That's greasy rice. You have to wait 6 hours upon it. Miguel Sefer has mamash this case. He writes down with some pieces that fell inside your pot of beer. Over your rice, your spaghetti. You have to wait 6 hours. So nice, you have the adjus for any miskaven, shan the shach. Or before you eat it, no one's markish it. But if you have a lot of it, you start hearing about all the other swab being markish. But the mash is here, no one feels like they're eating over here, the concept of fleishiks. Therefore, if you go to the shach, the mice, you don't have to wait 6 hours. He asks all the time. People say, usually they ask you, that might have been, you know, they ask you, it seems to be greasy, I'm not sure, not the way, it's even better, it's even softer, if you have a bayah. They usually ask you, maybe someone put a spoon inside. Or I saw someone put a spoon inside, I'm not sure where it came from. Or I'm not sure if it, even I know where it came from, who said any shamnus upon it. That's usually how I'm being asked the question. So that's even better, you have a sophic, at least have a psychus. But even if you know, you saw it and went inside, the one time you have the shach, literally awful.
Is there anything you can take off the shamnus?
Is there an Indian? Certainly there might be a mila if you want to argue with the shach.
So why would the
shach
be masking to the
aloha
on the table?
That's eating it with. That is making flesh. Avadi cannot eat with. It's a different thing. Avadi cannot eat this. Cannot take the spaghetti that has the shamnus upon and eat it with milk. That's the case of shuri pas. Avadi cannot eat milk. They point out shuri pas wait 6 hours. Avadi not. It's not worse than the shach. Shuri pas you wait 6 hours. No, that's not the shach. What? Nitchan into basar and chalav. I'm not sure what you mean. No. Let me just go through the cases. Let's bring another point.
That means rice itself interrupts
by 6 hours. Right. Either rice, who won't wait 6 hours. That means again. That's the simple understanding of this case is applying it to gamini really washed out. Should be the same idea. Gil save mamash writes this case. Gam dva moshe ladak dva moshe ladakko. Now they do say, let's say for carrot, we'll see where it's getting from. Let's say the other way around. You are fleishiks, and you have now rice lehut chiyofa. Pung for carrot over here. Yes, spaghetti lehut chiyofa. Your mamash milchiks over there. So that is from say, and we'll see yesh lechalik harabe. To make you fleishiks, chadal and grazing, once you really are fleishiks, you have something that has milk inside. The mice right now, you're possible in shnai, right now, you have moishik tam, and you want to eat. Spaghetti that is lehut chiyofa for milchiks tel avi, the avadi can do. That means only one way, yes, and not the other way.
No,
lehut chiyofa, you have a little piece of cheese here. Lehut chiyofa, I mean, would you take this shach the other way? Avad na, we'll see the chilik where we're coming from. Yeah. That means to make you wait 6 hours, no. But once you're ready, are fleishiks, that avad to be machmer. Take a second case.
Nobody argues on that?
No, I don't hear anyone. Okay, I also machmirim as poshut. No, we have. I have poshut. I have right now in my mouth poshut. What's my shnayim? Moshik tam. I'm eating spaghetti with cheese on it. That's the poshut hold in my mouth. That's not waiting. That's now. Take another case. Now, just to find, I wanted to bring a case out to find how to apply the shach. Person tells me, you know what? I don't want my children to have any meat inside. I want private children, but they may have fleishiks. So I'm going to take the potato and take the beans and I'll eat it by itself. Do I have to wait 6 hours? And miskaven. The shach, and miskaven. No, come on, I have no interest. I don't want it. So first, just understanding the shach, my avonishubba is, we don't look at the person per se, the specific person. That means, for example, a guy told me he once picked up something, ate it up to his fish, and we bet some of his meat. I don't want to eat it. I want to have fish, not meat. No, that's ridiculous. About the eating of a dover. You also, when they put with the meat inside the cholent, everyone sees this thing is a flesh of a cholent. I don't care for it, so what? There has to be definitely a case where they had the loy hot chiyofa and no one sees it being part of it. Then Chazal say, we won't go into it. But everyone sees that it's a flesh controlant and I don't want to care for it. Or I made a mistake over here. We don't look at the person per se. The pashas, the shach only in the matzah, not the person. That's just a svar chitzayna and it makes a lot of sense. Taking another case, you get something that's in the store that says cheskas basari. To wait 6 hours or not? So again, pashas, you're not miskaven. Usually you can never taste it, you don't even know what they were talking about. Why is it chesed basari? So therefore the halacha is, and it's an eventual mice, you want to wait 6 hours. Not worse than the case of the shackle there. Building upon that cheskid basari, you walk in the store and that french fries, they tell you the mice there are fleishiks. So the question is, build upon the shach, you get french fries in the shawarma store, in these places, where they take the same oil and make the schnitzel, and then the same thing, you put the french fries inside, you have to wait 6 hours on these french fries. Those want taino, well, it's a shach. So I point out, luchur, it's not nothing to do with the shach. First, this tumult about french fries, Baruch happened 7-8 years ago in Lakewood, and there was a big ruckus about it, and all the abundant, most of the abundant Lakewood came along and said, you have to wait 6 hours. Felder came along and said, we're going to pass on the shach. Fine. But he himself goes on saying, even if you want to go with the shach. First, they point out, we said two reasons why you make it with the shach. One is not margish tam. That's the base lechem yuda, and those want to go with that malach. They point out, take french fries from a falafel store, french fries from a french fries store, everyone tells the difference. They taste everyone knows the difference. That's number two. Number three, they say, I've asked people, when I first heard it, it was a little bit strange, and now over the years, people tell me over and over, let's say you really wore fleishiks, you're not sure which french fries you have, whether the power of a fleishiks, everyone tell me they take the fleishik of french fries, because they taste better. And the stores, lahachas, use the same oil besides being cheap, using the same oil. Besides that, even they have two things over there, that lahachas use the same oil, that the schnitzel, it gives it a fatty, geschmack, schmaltzy taste to french fries, it tastes better. And everyone who's into food tells that to me. They tell me that that's the metzias. If you don't care, that's what you eat. You do in front of you, that's what you'll take. So they were not. So you tell me, you might personally not be miskaven, but the mice, that's what they do in lahachas. They were told yesterday the stores legally cannot have to change the oil once a week. Lahachas, they try to not change it once a week besides being cheap because they say it tastes better than french fries. So they point down this form, say therefore the french fries will not have that to the shach. Either we don't pass the shach, or it's margish the tam. Or the mice they do by kavon, and this is the matz they do because it has its fleishik, it's a kishmak. Much better over here. Take a fifth case over here.
So the yeshiva's fish, and then tomorrow Monday, do you have to wait 6 hours after
that? The fish, they don't use the same oils because they buy off sakona.
They have different oil.
They buy off sakona, they don't use the same thing.
There's no mush. Have you ever fried anything? Look at the
metaphor. Yeah, I'm going to talk about it. What do you think happened?
Now, also, you read the pasha of the shach, sounds like your mom is not just eating the tashul basar, the spaghetti, eating with the meat, those small pieces there also. Take a fifth case over here. One Sunday morning, my cousin called me up and said, I just ate ketakukul that I had left over from Shabbos, that Erev Shabbos I made in the oven. Chicken, open, and the same oven made ketakukul open, two things in the oven opened. Zaya, flying around over there, there's liquid over there. And then I ate the ketakukul, that's to wait 6 hours. Common case over here. So when I got my smicha from Zalman Chaim of Goldberg, 15, 20 years ago, I don't know. And we sat down, so he asked me questions, I asked him questions, I asked him this question. The potato cookle over here, do you have to wait 6 hours? So first of all, the guy involved, who said the zay in the oven? Which I have to get to? Who said the zay in the oven?
Oh,
fine. He said, only the vada zay, then a question, who said the vada zay? He said, void, it's a shach. It's a konyutas. It's our shach. It's not worse than loyal triyofo. No one interest, no desire, no one wants it, no one tastes it. Either malach you have, no desire to have the zeyum. No one put it both open to get the tam of the chicken to go inside your tazogel. Therefore, you won't wait 6 hours. Rav Weissman says over that he knows that Mice, I think, he calls over Belsky's machber, but come on, all this from a Mekel, he says, as once waiting in line to ask him a question, I have to ask him something, bring my kids for a mitzvah. So I ask him this question. The Ashur doesn't have to wait 6 hours. And the Mice, you look around the farm, don't. We actually don't have to. Therefore, the fine team, and we have the Yosef and Mazil Orbach and Nemetzal, all Taino, you want to wait. Well, Yashiv, so you want to wait 6 hours after this petal is open. And the main time is, one of the times is, it's not worse than the case of the Shach.
So, Rav Goldberg, what's the same thing with this issue?
Rav Goldberg.
Now,
just to be clear, that's Maisa in one way, when it's opened up. Let's say the other way around, you had a pizza in the oven, open, and you have tzedakah in the oven that's open, and you have fleishik, punkfakert. That Maisa l'chor is not that simple. That l'chor, you have a bay over here. Let's say you have an oven, milch, you have basari already, and you have in the oven, you have your, let's say your milchiks next to open, your tzedakah or your bread over here. That means when you really are fleishiks, you have to worry about the case of Zaya. Could be, would that be Machmer?
It's traditionally said, rare,
I'm asking mitzvah zayat, the same mitzvah reich. Reich might be a different answer to the other. We'll get to that. That's what we'll get to. Let's first go into one case. First, the shach teretz over here. Now, there could be another reason to make about the sugya of zayah, which lead now to the case of what is zayah. We know the halacha is that by Yom HaMoshes, we wait 6 hours. If Lo Tchiyot, we want to wait 6 hours. What about the case of Tam? We have to wait 6 hours by Tam. That's now lead to the next case. So what is zayah? Is zayah HaMoshes or Tam? That means we have a second territory of Kiveg in the basement. They come on and say that you have a pot over here that was cooked an onion side, it's only in one Tam. You have an onion cooked with a fresh knife, it's one Tam. You have to wait 6 hours. So again, Kiveg in the basement says one Tam, you cannot eat together with milcha because you want to wait 6 hours. The answer question is a Prim Gadol Milcha Shavuos, a Simen Tov Tzadik Dalet. It comes along with it, and says, let's say in the case of a carrot, a person over here is Fleishix. He wants to eat an onion cooked with a flesh kapat, milk kapat, or cut with a milk knife, a carrot. Are you allowed to eat the onion? A lot of times you come home, your flesh and your wife gives you a toast salad, and inside the toast salad is the onion that was cut with a milk knife. Can you eat that salad? Let's say not pot, without pot.
Are onions carrot?
Yes, let's go again with the last.
Let's go with that assumption.
Yeah, let's go with the shulchan aruch. Yes. Go with the Shulchan Aruch. Now, a couple of people go and said, in that situation, the Maisa, he says, you cannot eat the onions. Come on, the Marsham, by us, that's Torah, and he wants to tie to the people go and against him, Kivega and the base mayor. Kivega base mayor says that Tam is no Baya, which had waiting. Come on, the people go and says, Tam, Maisa is Baya, which had a sugar waiting. Therefore, you have to pick sides. Maybe go base mayor Kivegor against Prim Gadol. So two things. So you have an option to say there is a machlokes, and therefore the Asher passing them both of them to be mekel. So say when you're fleshix, you don't worry about the onion that's machlokes. And say when you're to make your fleshix, you won't make your fleshix. That's one way of doing it. Maisa, how the way that by the children goes or by force, now it seems to be newest from go yeshel chalik. They're not the same sugyo. That means first of all, do we pass along to Kivegor? All the Pesachim cannot pass on to Kivegor. Tam will not make you fleshix. To Klal, you have to know, when Moshes makes you fleshix in 6 hours, Tam, you cannot eat it with milk, will not make you fleshix. That's to Klal. Everyone agrees Tam will not make you. Yeah, everyone goes that way. Tam will not make you fleshix. The question is, not that bad, it's Chared. One knot. One knot.
Why will the Pesachim say finish not for knots? You don't have to wait 6 hours
for
knot for knot. It's always
Tam. Yeah, that's some Kivegor's terrorists. Yeah. That's Kivegor's going on. Why say not by knot? You can't take it from one knot. That's what the terrorists is. That's what they're going on. Why they must say in a pot? They meant in a pot one knot. That's so that's the thing. Shana in the Ramal. The Ark of the Shach. Shana in the Ramal. What about the other way around? Aloch lemaiseh, if you're fleshix, can you eat Tam? So again, let's follow Michal Yishchal Karbe. There's a case over here again. If you're fleshix, you're ready. What do you have? You have Basa Ben Yishnaim now. You have Moshech Tam right now in your mouth. To eat only that's milk, you're eating Basa Michal together. The other klal is when you to make your fleshix, Tam won't make your fleshix. When you're fleshix, you can eat Tam.
You eat Tam
Bechol,
Tam
Basar
is for sure a problem.
Yeah, it's not that idea. It's not the Yeshachal. One eating Bevas Achas, and one's a chumra of Zecha Zeh, of we don't even have the svaras. It's not Moshech Tam. We don't have a question of Leit Plug. That's all we're left with. It's a Leit Plug.
No, even on the Tzad, you can't eat.
You can't eat Tam and Tam together. No, you can't eat Tam and Basar together.
The Tam that's in your mouth is not Basar itself either. So this is not
Chal Rashi. It is. Again, if you ate Basar, ate meat. When you actually Moshech Tam, that's the same thing with Chazal Asna. That's eating it together. Cool, eating together. That means, again, the Klal is, if you go like the body, or if you don't go, again, the others will make them both. The Svara, Chitzoyin, and Numis from Go, the Tam will not make you fleshik. Once you fleshik, you cannot eat Tam. Now, however, they do come along and say, you want to be practical, then what happens then? You fleshix, you come home, you wipe away your beautiful toss salad with a milk knife. So now you
can...
So, first of all, you have to get involved. Shishim, not that simple. You have no shishim, what, how to calculate it. Well, let's make it without that. Zalocha, the gate of Sugar al-Kharif, something that's in the b'nei yoyimai. Is there a reason to be machm over here? So come along numerous form and say... Over here, it's b'mavuchol, might be machmer in the case of Kharif, when you're ready on fleshix. But any ben yamin who said to be machmer? So who says, maestro, by the shulchan is machmer, of course, is machmer. We come on the Yadhudo, and of Shtumbach, and Rilaseif, and others said to be mekel, when it's any ben yamin. And they bet them they have five reasons why. One reason, this is a among the Ushayim, is on the Kharif. We're passing, yeah, but that might sit seer if the base mayor brings down. Base mayor brings down the seer. Number two is, who says if it's even is Kharif, who says it makes any ben yamin to ben yamin? The Gemara says by Chilas is not very sharp. Maybe this is not the case that way. Number three, they point out the Beis Meir says was cut with a fleshka knife. We can make a b'di'evit. There's a case of b'di'evit over here. Number four, we actually pass against the Prima Godim. Well, pass against the Prima Godim. And void, they point out also the whole idea of 6 hours is Chumra Ba'alma. Who said we have a minig of these four Chumras over here? So practically, again, the Swarm is saying to be Machmer when he flesh chicks not to eat something that is a milchik that's Ben Yom over here when it's a tam. But any Ben Yom, Yeshua Ben Lismach Lahokal, and therefore you come home practically, you have a toss out with the onion inside, stamp the Ben Yom, you might not have to worry about it. I'm sure there's something else. Once a dog, they have to know how many tzufim we have over here. Now, to understand this further, we have to analyze this over here. By Tavshin Shul Basar, we have no reason over here to be machmer. It's not Moshe Chatan, not Basar Ben Shinaim. That's what Moshe explains. Yet we have a reason to be why machmer. Kveger the Mitzchus Yakov, Yam Shlomo Loiplog. We have a case over here of an onion that's not. We have no reason to be machmer. A Meister Mekel. Then we have a tam we're being Mekel. Tavshin Shul Basar being machmer. Again, neither reason applies. Once we have these two opposite cases, I want to say two more cases that seem to be in between. So I claim, where do you put it? On the case of Tavshin Shul Basar, on the case of tam. Let me just be clear. Tam Lamaisa, we don't wait. That's clear. That's what Kivega makes mail. We pass my way. Tashkol Basad, neither reason applies. We have a loy plug. We argue with Machmer. So, Kedoshim. Take two cases. One is you have your chulin on top of your hot plate or on top of your blech, whatever it is, and you take your chalin heat up on top of your pot over here. What happens, the blech, the pot, go inside the chalin. We learned very simple, kofes of zayin. The chalin is fleshix. It goes inside the klipas, fleshix. Take the chalin and make cheese with it. It's possible chalin. Fleshix. You have this challah now, you ate it. You have to wait 6 hours. Is it nichal yitzugi of tam? Or the tashul of basar? What is the challah on top of a pot? Now, if it's a glass cover pot, that's another question. Maybe glasses go out. Fine, but let's say it's a metal, touched it, and mamash is fleshix. That's what we pass again. Is it tam? What? Cover? Glass. The shallah is glass of belay and gives off tam. Depends what your meaning is.
Yeah, it comes
out of the size. Depends you're touching where it's going. Again, just putting it straight on top. Take another case. A person, he has a chulent, he puts inside a potato kugel, or an egg, potato kugel, that's sealed in a plastic. Not in silver foil, it's wrapped up, it leaks through. It's sealed in a plastic. You take out the potato kugel and you eat it. Do you have to wait 6 hours for the potato kugel? Because inside, is that a tashin shul basar? Is that a tama basar? Which one is it? So these two cases, there is a safe in Madana Shulchan, the Maisi wants to be machmir on both of them. It's a nichol sugi of tashul. The Maisa take each one. First, the case of Chal on top of it. There's a Benish Chai ready, which you already deal in 6 hours. And also, Ravosim, Chai Kineski, Chodshani, and the Kamal say no. It's Nichol get of Tam, and the Chal on top, you can't eat it with milchiks. But Maisa, do not make you fleshiks, you want to wait 6 hours. Maisa can make a why? It's Tam. Tam does not make you fleshiks. The same idea, the Swarm say, you wrap in a petal in your Cholam Mamish. It turns brown, and you can say the egg turns brown over here. What's lucky? Take it out? That's Nichol Sugya of Tam. Not Tavshul Shul Basar, because it's not seeping through Mamish, it's not touching it. It's not the case when your Tavshul Shul Basar, meat is cooking with it, Mamish, with the potatoes and the beans. Something in between that's, again, if it's sealed well, place can say, the Maisa is no problem, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Nichol the Sugya of Tam, and not Nichol the Sugya of Tavshul Shul Basar, the Maisa you want to wait. Vosner, Chodshani, yeah. He's machman Paul. He's
and then what about
you know, machman? He says 1 hour actually.
What about the case of the chicken in the oven with the cocoa? It should be the same thing.
Yeah, so there could be it could be a job. That was the question. Now I said maybe Nochem is given. What is there a tam or is there a mamoshes? So those are start clarifying the question. The third reason why to makele is there is tam. We makele on tam.
But he's
machman. Who's he? By the zay in the oven? No, machman this specific case. Yeah, he's personally machman. But the mice I said. No, you always have a shach still. You have to get involved with the shach now. Don't you have to deal with the shach. I mean, there's got different questions over here. How do you pass from the shach? So then you have to get involved with the sugi of your. Which reason? Ain't miskabin, you're right? If you're margish, you're certainly margish. Yeah, time is very soggy. Well, it depends how much, depends how long it's there for, depends a bit how it seeps through, if it looks through, if it goes through or not. And the steam comes out, and you mark you another header.
In the case of, let's say, the does it have to get hot for the legislature?
No, I think you're, no, I don't think so.
Why not?
It's halacha. I think it's cold, something that's hot, right? It goes through.
No. Even a little bit of that.
No.
It's not like it's a little bit warm, that's already a problem.
That's it. If it touches, anytime you have meat and cheese, it's the bleeds inside the cup of the pot touches something that's cold. It goes right through. It goes to the klipa. It goes through.
Right.
If some lachluch is here, then we have the pesachim and the shach. Fine. The Sif Gimel, we end off. The last thing we have is sugya of shamish. Now, to get a shamish, you need a tila not. The Amor wants to be safe, so you do not need to wash your hands. And the reason the Kreis explains, you will not misakit to make a takon of washing hands. The Meister Shach says, why is that so? The Meister touched your food over there, and you have to wash your hands. They have a numerous place coming down. If you touch something in the shamish, you have to wash your hands. Therefore, the Nachkamina Lavushi also, Bala Shulchan says, again, anyone working in a kitchen, very common, the woman makes food in the kitchen for supper, the kid comes over once, pizza for lunch. Medina, you have to wash your hands. Either the shach over here, or the idea of Medina, my tashal, tashal, my you have to wash your hands. People do not know this, make a mistake. They think they just check your hands. The loch of checking hands is not enough, says the shach. Loch is the mice, you have to wash your hands. By tashal, shal, kvino. Mice, you have to mamash wash your hands, make sure it's clean, and then touch the other men over here. They do say the idea of shamash dafka when you're touching the food, however, you're walking around with a tray, you have what to serve it with, or the food to bring you out, that Medina, you won't have to wash your hands. Sift Al over here, really building off from one sugya, one concept. It's a loch and simit tzadakalov that says when your bread touches your cheese, the loch is the bread you cannot eat with basar. You have to either wash off the bread, if it's possible, degrade it to it, you have to take it off. Because at the time one touches another, the cheese will come and somehow stick to the meat, stick to the bread. Or same thing, you have bread touching over here your meat, or meat to cheese touching one to another, same concept over here, one touching another, usually you have a bayah, they'll affect, and they'll get a little shamnus one to another, therefore you have to wash it off and gray off. That's first halach of Shavuot. Building upon that, we have three halachas over here in Sif Dal. Three different halachas, all basically the same point. One is that we have a shira pas the shulchan. We're afraid that what happened, maybe something stuck to shira pas, from Gvino. Therefore, to eat it with the other men, eat with basar, you have a bayah. A second case built upon it, also the same idea. You have a mapo, you have a little perum that came off from what you're eating. Therefore, now you come and eat the other men and come attached to it. You have a bayah, eating one together with another. And the third point, the koshkin, where the machaber is, when you have a sakin, you cut first the basar, that's what you want to cut after the chalav, you have bayah, the shamnunis, the little pieces stick to the knife, will touch the other men, you have a bayah. That means all building off one sugya, that we know when one thing touches another, they stick one to another, will lead to these three halachas over here of number one, shir pas, number two, the sugya of a mapa, a tablecloth, and number three, in the case of a sakin. Go through each one. First, negate to the sugya of shir pas. The mamokim, beisaysif, bring down the arzua, the guy's ashi, the yushalmi batsam. The loch over here is that when a person, when he has leftover bread from a flesh kamil, you cannot use it for a milch kamil. Therefore, to make it as practical as can be, why do we have milch on Shavuos? So the Olam and Simon Tovtzad Dalit likes going over the Mishavuos reasoning, but let's say what the Ramos says why. The Ramos says, why do we have milch on Shavuos? Ramos says, you know why? Because on Shavuos we're supposed to have a shtei lechem, zeicha, the idea of Bikur. And in order to have shtei lechem, if in the same meal you have milch and fleishik, you cannot use the same bread. Therefore, on Shavuos, you're supposed to start off with, in the meal to have milchik, and the same meal have fleishik, not when I have milk and Shavuos. The point is to have milchik, and then in the same meal fleishik. If you have the same meal fleishik, you're forced to have two breads. Two breads? Oh, that's shtei lechem. Shtei lechem, that's in the bikur.
Two breads.
That's why you're forced to use, not just to have them, to use two meals during Shavuos.
Why do you need the milchik to do that?
Because any shura pas let over the milchik meal, you cannot use it for fleshik meal. We're forced to have two breads. That is the reason. Again,
why do you need to be forced to have it either way?
Because by bikum, they brought shtei lechem.
Why do you need to force yourself to have two challahs?
Because zeichel the bikum. Like shtei lechem.
Again,
shtei lechem.
Some people have in the same meal, no?
What? That's what Ramon says. Now, the Elam does not seem to follow the Ramon, that's true. We do not seem to have in the main meal. They seem to have milk only, and the Moshe and Dominic is not the way, he has reasons why. But basically, the Ramon says reasons why. He says, I'll pay test, talent, I'll this halach over here. Lochid, you cannot have shirir pas. You can, from one meal to another meal. You have milk left over bread, you cannot use for fleishiks, or vice versa. Fleishik bread, you cannot use for milchiks. That's halacha, that's why we have milchiks on Shavuos. Why for this halacha, this reason? I've asked people to read the Mechaber, the Ramah over there on Shuas, and they have no idea what's going on over there. And they keep telling me the Mishmur is reasoning. Read the Ramah, that's what Ramah is saying. He's saying this halacha over here. Now, how to apply this halacha of Shirapas? What defines Shirapas? So I'll go how Moshe and the swan like being down, Moshe and the Mahalach, there seem to be three different ways having leftover bread at the meal. One is, you can take your challah, cut into 10 pieces, and have 10 pieces at the table over here. You put them over here for everyone to take from it. Whether, even though at the end he said, I made sure everyone knows they did not touch it, lo ram le inshi, the loch is, any those 10 pieces were cut to be used, the mice is a bayah shriya pas. By the fleshka meal, if you had it by your chulun, by your liver, by your chicken, you cannot use it for milk. Now, would it make, wait 6 hours? Whether or not, that was the case of the shah. Won't wait 6 hours, is what I'm saying. The loch is you cannot use it with milchix. There's a second thing you can do, is that when you cut the challah, you have still half it not cut. It's a big, you have what they call the pas gadol. You leave it in the middle of the table. You're leaving it there, why? Because in case you went out, these bread that's sliced, you'll take from over here, you'll cut more slices. So the middle of the table, but it's not made to take from. We put the end of the table, it's not made to take from. Now it's at the table. What's the loch in that case? That Medina is not awesome. It says that Moshe coming from the Azura, the Great Oshri, read the base of slowly, mitzvah min amukhar. Mitzvah min amukhar, to make sure as you get a fleshix, not to eat it with milchix. And there's a third level we can do with the bread, is you cut it, whatever's left over, you put in the kitchen. Or in a case where you left it on the table and you bring out the meat, you put in the kitchen. That is no chum at all. Then there are three levels. It's what people made to take from. The second level is there, it's past gadol, but it's not made to take from, it's there. That's the mitzvah of the mochar. And something that's not there. Now, gather the way how the Bada Shulchan brings down, that even though you have a big thing in the middle, it's not made to take from, it's mitzvah of the mochar, that's only if people don't take from it. If, let's say, your kids are around, and people don't care about that, they might take from it, and they're not zor, avas nechal, the category of being the sliced pieces. Oh, it's not based upon if it's a big half a lechem, or a slice, it's based upon practical, would someone take from it or not. So, with kids around, you gain nothing out of it, that's a pascal over there. I see, kids will take from it. That's just balabatish. What?
There's nothing missing.
No, because people, no, people don't touch, no, the point is touching from it. They'll touch one to another. So you can spill it, touching it. Kids, they touch everything on the table. Even touching, just touching. Even touching. It's covered in nokshash. If you make sure. No, it's there. When this runs out, you go take that. Let's take this one out. But then, since someone might touch it now, fine. But my kids, we assume they will touch. They did touch it. Or the way about Shulchan says, oh, they don't know the halacha, they can't touch it.
So if you end up cutting more than all the meal, then for sure, the pascal remains is still by. I'll take up one slice of milk. Now the pascal remains is for sure by.
No,
so
I don't
lose my
no,
pascal.
Look
at that.
I don't. If you checked in before, no. If you touch it without checking in, I hear the aura. Now, that's first again, the three levels over here.
Covering over is like bringing another room, or is
yeah, it? I think so. The way the Swarm say, they say use a Seichel Yashur to apply these three levels over here. I looked around the Swarm yesterday, is where they're coming from, and they're all very clear. We have to be practical. That seemed to be the Gedorim. Now, the question now is, we're saying there's a case of Shira Pas. What about other things left over? You have Chumas, Chino, salad. A lot of things left over from your Fleshka meal. Can you now buy Shalosh Shudas, have buy milk meal? Is it Tim Yuchan Pas or other things? So Bethlehem, again, if you read the Beis Yosef, it's called the Goyt Oshim from the Ozrua. And they're very clear over here that they say two things. Number one, there's a Mitzvah and a Mukhar and there's a Medinoi. And number two, the words are in the Beis Yosef, there's Lechem v'chol macholim. Beis Yosef says it's bread and all foods. All foods. Now, therefore comes out, they point out, look at the two levels of all foods if you go with this Malach. There's a type of salad that has its own serving spoon. That may not to take your own spoon. I'm sorry, no one will do it. The case with no kids around. They would want to say it's nichol level mitzvah min amukhar. Then there's a salad that's on the table that doesn't have its own spoon, or it did and fell out, and everyone takes it with their own spoon. That is medinoi. That means it'll also make the two levels over here. Something to get the chumas and chino has its own spoon, or people will dip the things inside of it. Same concept. Well, that's what I said. It depends. You have to be prepared. That means if people who might have a serving spoon, but they don't use a serving spoon, it's the same concept and not having a serving spoon.
Or
you have kids. Same idea. Or some adults are kids. Fine, but maybe the other. So there is. First, let's. There is the Arzura, the Goyt Oshri says, Hud by Shama Cholm. From the Goyt Oshri, all the way down, till by the Shulchan, no brings down other foods. First one brings it down, who didn't apply to other foods, the Bada Shulchan.
No,
in the base yeah, he says, because he says, look it up. He says, Chomachol. Chaylevi says it afterwards. All this one we're knocking down. So, first of all, it's true, there is a base says of being down that goes Oshri and the Ozru. However, there's a clear Rishonim, there's a Smag, and there's Orchis Chaim, and the Tashbats, and the Gois Maim. These Rishonim say pass, Shura pass. The Tua's words are pass. The Mechama's words are a pass. Saying Dafka case a pass. And all the Paiskim, until the Baal Shulchan says, say the word pass. Look at every single say, what's far? So we know Sim Peichas already. Alechem Yichi Odom. It's one of the staples of life. It's something you constantly use during the meal. Yesh Chalak Harbi. And therefore, Chazal can be the main exero, whether we might. Of course, the concept of the day, you've got to be practical. And that's how you use it in the meal to share things, divided, not to use it with the other meal. But as a locha shabai, number one, they come along and say, Yesh lo na harbe, the truth about the shulchan is the goyis oshri. But look at the other mishem, they also say pass. That's Aleph. You might tell me, maisa true medina, you don't need to. However, come along the orcha shulchan, about the shulchan, come along and say also, still there's a mitzvah in the mukhar. Also, I point out, the locha, even mitzvah mukhar, by sham acholim, until orcha shulchan came along, no one says it. So there is, again, number one, mitzad halacha of midinoi, or the chumas achino, a pisvorosh boi yesh lodin, harbe, there's no makarta, machmer, halacha in the simon over here, all the nights again, no one says more than the word pass, and dafka by pass. Number two, mitzad mitzvah melmochor, I think the more you have to be practical about it. Certain houses, you know, I would not use the same thing that they serve during flight during milk, because it's certainly not together, 26 hours of anon shaykhis. Certainly not a case together. But another one say you might have in the mitzvah in the mokor. Sorry?
It's on
the
separate dish.
What's a separate dish? So again, if you have a separate dish, again, if you. It depends, you have to be practical about it. Medina, again, Medina, the Chori can't answer it. You can't answer it.
What about
napkins? So let's leave the next case. Now, first, Allah will show you. Next case is the mapo. Let's go to the mapo. What's Allah going to get to mapo? Why we need it for? So. First, you have a tablecloth, the loch is that has the same gvino, you cannot eat it, put upon basar. The reason is why the perum will fall off the gvino. Then we put the basar there, come, the perum will come down onto the basar. You have a bayav having basar b'chalav, or vice versa. Now, come on first, the piskachuba brings down the advaz. If we're worried about the perum over here, l'chura is very simple eitzah, that if you eat with a plate, my bayah, we eat with plates. We have plates, mice should not be a problem. Maybe mitzad bliyish boy. The Rashi boy says very simple. So the pesach tshuva, you can flip over the table. That'll be enough. Flip over the table. That means what? Means flip over the table. The mir when I was a bocher and you go to the merkazi dining room over here, over there the table you see you can flip it over. You can pick the wood. It's made. It's the blue side and the gray side. It's made to flip. Why? The way they used to do had no plastic. They're money. They're less money they have now. No air conditioning. It was very different. And therefore, then one building, less people, and they would wipe it down and then flip it. That's some flashing. That's mamash what they did. Why? That's piskachu over here. Why? That means medina your plates enough, and yeshiva things all over the place, wipe it and flip it over. The maiso, it's true that what it does say, however, that those who want to disagree with this concept over here, first of all, we'll be samich on the idea of wiping it down, the idea of having plates to be samich upon. The bach of the maiso, not to be samich on the idea that we have plates over here. The chesed brings it down. They're coming. Why? It sounds like they're coming from. We're worried about there's something hot over here, and therefore you put your pan over here. It'll go from it's a liquid over here. Go from clinically go one to another. The maiso, can we be mekel medinoi, aloch lemaiso, and use this our same table if we have plates medinoi? Some of the svarim, whether it's the bader shulchan or by first maiso, the minig is not that way. This man is that we have different tablecloths. Can you do it? We have one table for milchiks and one table cloth for fleishiks. That's right, only one's enough, that's correct, 100%. One's also enough.
Meaning if you clean it.
Now, to place it whatever underneath your fruit.
Just underneath the plate?
Yeah.
So a double plate is good? Yeah,
place
on
the
table. Put a newspaper.
The problem is we put something underneath it. Now, so that's number one, mitzad the mapo. Take it a step further. What about wiping down the table? What's the lachem is medina that's going to be beseder. That means, we're discussing over here, you have a plate. Let's say you have for Michael, and just take a shmata, wipe it down. Is there a bayah medina over here? So you can't come on the yakhi, so it's very simple. Worry about Purim, wipe it down, medina is water. However, I said about the shulchan and the swarming down. Again, maisa medina is true. However, the anhog is not that way. That means if you stuck, and there's somebody's no map around, nothing down, medina, just wipe it down. That means this chash over here is only mitzvah perum. If you make sure there's no perum, either because you had number one a plate, number two, because you wipe it down, Medina is the Seder, but I hope this applies mice to be machmer. What's nafkamina? Nafkamina is, I discussed, is a height share.
Yeah.
Height share. The kids over there, they come along and they give them milchiks, and then they give them fleishiks, and they have what? They have one tray over here. So you have to have a second tray. So first of all, when they come along, if you go to the stores in Yerushalayim, you can buy a high chair, they offer you, do you want two trays or not?
Yes.
Yeah, they do. And they give one blue one, one red one.
Blue, red.
Blue, red, you have two trays. Why? That's the chumash
shivayi. Can I ask you, you can't buy a high chair together.
No, again, this is also the chashash approval here. The Maish Medina, wipe it down. No, step by step. No, the Avada can give it together. We don't give both Paul together.
Together.
So first of all, they come along and say that there is an option to get two high chair trays. A lot of people don't do that. Some say the Maish, when you have the other men, put a mappa there, a shmata there. Maish, the kid was thrown on the floor. So they point out that Medina, again, this man, again, now, just wipe it down. Medina, you want to have this come over here, just wipe it down. Why they point out, you don't give kids half food. So, what else? Either Purim or Blias. Blias, the tendency, we don't give them half food. Ask Purim, Maisa, just wipe it down. Why they point out, we're never dealing with Isra, right? So, we only did about one over here. Right? Not that official over here. Therefore, there are, the main arm does not seem to really worry about negate the kids, especially the kids on the plate, the gum gets all over the place. They don't seem to be worried this concept. Why? Because Medina wiping down the Maisa works. Of course, the Maila gain two trays. Poshut. Unless you use both trays for both medium, don't get much out of it. With you, in your own house, you wipe it down and you milk the fleishik for you? Nicely.
You have to wipe it down.
Yeah, Medina, you have to wipe it down. That's possible. Make sure. You have to wipe it down. You have to wipe it down. You have to wipe it down. You have to prove it. So what? If it's stuck on, it's the other minute, you'll have an issue. If it's spaghetti that's stuck on, made with cheese, and then give the kid meat, of course, wipe it down. You'll take it off. In the same oven, we can discuss. The third aloch we negate the sugya of a knife. Now, the case of a knife, what is the bayah? So there is a taz, those in the sugya of napanat. Kivege says, what shaks does it have to do with napanat? We have the simple understanding, worrying about the concept again, they take a knife. As dukka, you cut cheese over here, some nina sticks the knife over here. Now you take the knife, you cut meat. And also, it went from the cheese that's on the filament that's on top of the knife, the residue over there, and went onto the meat. Or you cut the meat first, the little residue of the filament on the meat. Take any knife, after you cut something, there's always a little bit of fat on top of it, you have a bite over here. So, worrying about the same idea that will stick one to another, and you want to cut meat, cut cheese afterwards, or vice versa, you have a bite. Now, first, Kamung Ramani says two alokas. What? So all called, everything called over here. First, Amos says that we have two issues. Number one is taking a fleishig knife and cutting cheese. That's usur. And the second thing is not only cutting cheese, taking a fleishig knife and cutting lechem to eat with a milk knife, also the bayah. That means number one, you can't cut cheese, fleishig knife. Number two, you cannot cut lechem also to eat with a milk meal. And same thing vice versa. We'll get to that, what it means. That's first what he says first. And I said, therefore, the minig klaisol is to make a mark on one of them. What the knife ain l'shadus minig klaisol. And the Swam say which one to make a mark on the flesh or milchiks. Bring down a pasuk a chuitzay achalo, and therefore you should make a mark on the milchiks. Therefore, shiva smear, they have a hole inside of the milk one, and the mark should be the milk one. And therefore, the Swam say you go to someone's house, see his house, see one of them has a mark, one doesn't. You know that's the one is milchiks. One has a mark. Now you can tell me people don't know the halacha, don't this Indian, but the Swam say we should mark off the milchiks. Do not mark off the other one. Now, the Baal HaShulchan discusses, let's say you have no mark, but two different colors. One's a blue set, one's a red set. If you go against the mini, you have to mark them off. No, that's Van Nichli set over here. One's blue, one's red.
The problem is the guy who comes to your house can't tell.
It's fine, so you can use them.
No. The problem is it was an Indian to do, everyone did the mark on the milk.
No, so it could be blue and red. I took blue and red. It could be
well,
so red
and red.
Yeah, it's two other colors. You're not even the mini, but you don't gain helping other people out. You're not even a minig. So Baal HaShulchan tells you not need to make a ratio. Blue and red is assumed in the.
Is there
a
to do the other?
No.
If you ask me, I think
all
you
blue was
the passion is not the correct on how good you're. That's the wrong thing you're doing. You're just causing it. Problems. You're leading to problems, and that's what shells come up. You should not do that. Now, I know by green, a lot of people have green, and I see people have for both some milk and some fleishiks. That's a mixed up color, but if your house green is different than the other one, fine.
Yeah,
Green's always the one that you walk in like, now what?
Fine. Green is higher.
Yellow. But if you're silver in your house,
green is higher than.
No, if they look differently. They look different. That's also a different color. Look different. Tell the difference. No, no problem. They look the same. There's a big issue. Now, the Maisa, come on. That means our meaning of Maisa is to have two different sets of. We're discussing here knives, specifically knives. Building upon this, Ramah is having two different knives. Come on, the Aruch Hashulchan and the Kishon Aruch says the Klai Yisrael already extend that further. We have two different sets of kelim, all utensils, all dishes. That means you want to wear the makor of having two different sets of milks and fleishiks. It's coming from the Ramah discussing two knives. That means there's no clear halacha, you have to have two different sets of utensils, especially they say it's manzai with the barachas. We have whatever we want, and it's very cheap to silverware. But the idea where they're getting the concept from, just like the Ramah said by knives, you have two different ones. We have this concept over here, therefore we have two different sets of utensils and dishes that's building upon that. That's the minute you're ready from the kitchen and the Aruch Hashulchan.
What should be any difference?
What? So, for
you didn't
have clarity. So, in a case
with
not, even
cold. Actually, like a fork.
We have everything.
Why is it two sets?
You have a fork and a knife.
Right.
What?
What's the fork is a fork and a knife, a spoon, if it's metal.
We can maybe go clean it down and not worry. Like, wash down.
Forks are also
again, we'll get to how to clean it. But this first.
Is a spoon more than a knife? Is it sad?
Maybe there's no dukkha by a spoon. A lot of places there's no dukkha.
Again,
only by knife.
Forks,
why is it talking
by
a spoon?
By a fork?
Now, Maisa, not only that, take it a step further, we'll get to why. The Kamal, after this Ramal, Kamal, I'm showing you, I'm going to show you all the swarm, the mini great have three knives. Kidua, there's in the house, flesh sticks, milk, and pyrophone. Now, in our house, a lot of people have a tray, find out. This is a pyrophone. Now, in the pyrophone one, it seems a lot of people have a mark on it, they put a band aid or something on top of that. So, I don't think it's going against the Ramal that people think that's milking. I think everyone thinks that's pyrophone. They have certain knives that's marked off. I don't think it's a bayam, it's not a Ramal. I don't think that's milking. Fine, so myself. So, first, we have to stand hungry already having two knives. Now, just to understand what exactly the Ramal is saying, you have to realize there's something that's before the minig and something that's after the minig. I mean, the Ramal has two different halachas. He's saying before the minig, needs his mutter. After the minig, you have to have two knives. I mean, he has something that you can do ni'itzah's mutter. And afterwards, Maisa had two knives. That was a meaning not to have two knives, and even with Maisa, we have three knives. What is exactly saying the Nitzah is mattering over here? We have what we're saying before the meaning, Nitzah is mattering. Mattered what? And after the meaning, that we don't do that anymore. What don't we do anymore? So, if you read this in over here, see Machlok Shach and Taz exactly what Nitzah is happening over here. That means first, what is Nitzah? Explain that. I mean, Nitzah, you take a knife, put it to the ground 10 times. In 10 different places, in a hard kush, in a hard ground, that's nothing to get it being maxed to the knife from the bleeders that's on top of it. Crushing it on top of it. Right. Now, as Bizman is there, she do it or not, so Shiloh, people don't know what to do, or how to go do it, and therefore the Pais can say, just do a gola, don't do the itza. But we have to learn the Sugi Kukhlapes, how to apply it to what to go do with it. But let's stick to what it says over here, the itza. Now, what people do, they put it in the ground and they leave it there. That this farming down is ridiculous. No such thing. But the Moinam seems to think that's what Nitzah is, and therefore they stay away from Nitzah. Right, that's ridiculous, they say. People
no,
put in, I walk to people's houses with a knife in the flower pot.
No, but 10 times. They can do 10 times.
Fine, but that girl is a kosher knife. What defines kosher? Fine. You have to attend 10 different places. Now, fine. We have this halacha do the Nitzah. Now, come along the Ramon and says that Nitzah is mutter. What does Nitzah matter? Machal Yitaz and Shach. Taz says, you have a fleshka knife, you do an itza, now you can cut kvina, cut cheese, mamash. Cut cheese. That's before, cut cheese. Kamal the Shachat says, when you do an itza, what can you do? You can cut lechem, cut bread. Explains the Prim Ganam Shan the Shach, but cutting cheese and itza does not help. Cutting cheese and itza does not help. I don't know why. You can take a knife and cut itza and itza helps. Why cutting cheese does not help? Because there, mice have cut itza already, but they have no kashrut. However, to go kasher something that's a fleshka knife, kasher cut cheese, that we won't let you go do. That means before the minig, what comes out, what's in the itza matri, what's the most saying, it's shuri, b'chodik tzad l'shach. The shach says only mutter, only lechem, according to Prim Gadim, those want to argue, but that's Prim Gadim says, b'shan the shach, only lechem. Mashenki, the Taz says, big matter, even gvino. Therefore, let's go now to the next level. Came on the minig, we asked it certain thing to have two knives, what to the aser? The kamon, according to the Taz, the maisi, what to the aser? The aser to cut. To do ni'itza for gvino. We want to do ni'itza for lechem, but my sister's mutter. That means what was before, what's after. We were only discussing what the Taz gvino. before the minig, we can do the itza of a gvina. After the minig, cannot do the itza of a gvina. Falechem, avachem, kasha the night, falechem, no problem. According to Shach, what does it come out? It comes out that you want to do ne'itza, full lechem, after the minig, you can't even do that. Unless he said, b'shas adchak, you stop, then you can. Otherwise, even full lechem cannot do ne'itza. Therefore, to be practical, can you take a knife, that's fleishiks, clean it very well, and now cut bread for your milk and meal. Go do that. You clean it well. Let's say you hold steel kash it, let's get ne'itza. Can you clean it well? According to Taz, Maisi can, and there's a Chof Mazon, went like the Taz, there's a Chof Tzchaim, went like that. Maisi knew his farm, but it went like the Shach. Loch is, you want to clean your knife well and cut bread for the other meal? Maisi, less of a Shach said Chach? No, we don't do that. We do not clean your knife well to cut bread. That's against what the Shach will be saying. Therefore, based upon this, why they explain what you get three knives for. What happens? You take a bread by the store, you cut one piece. Now that bread over here, we'll cut the other side now, it usually works for the other meal. Even if you clean the knife, it won't work. Using the same bread for other meals, people have the loaves, they want to cut one time for fleshy, one time for milk. You can't clean it well, it won't work out. You have to prepare a knife to cut the bread over here. It's balabatish.
Yeah, you have
a chal knife, right? Now, I just learned to get the chal knife. I think a lot of people might have an issue to get the chal knife just personally, because a lot of people heat up their chal on top of their crack pot and it can steam through and leak through and it gets very fleshy. Then they cut the chal with their chal knife. A lot of people's chal knives.
What happens in the same oven, both of them covered over?
No, not a problem. Not a problem. No, but I think
why
a lot of people's. Again, it has cutting challah that's mamish. Yeah, it's inside. I don't think people's challah knives are really powerful. What? That's no problem. Clearly won't go.
That's what?
That's fine. That's why the H is, if you want to put that, we crack pot, put a silver foil there. It's only bad two silver foils.
Could be
fleishiks. It could be, it depends. Depends. If you heat it up and it gets hot, gets toasty, and sometimes you see it get even liquidy over there, and then somehow some of the children hit it, so now you cut it, and you have fleishiks.
Now you can't cut that?
Okay, but the
Israel season
can
it be
used for something that might
have cut it again. I've seen people's chalas that taste from cholent, right? Taste
from
cholent.
You
dip the chal. No, no. I'm just saying it. Not that simple. You have to know if you have chal knife. It's part of it. When it's the end of the David study over here, they point out that right. This point, the kasher came back and forth. David study. Imam is. One day, sit here. Now, come on, from God over here, and he discusses a concept that comes out from the Tazan Shach. Can you kasher milchiks to fleishiks or the vice versa? Can you have your pot that's fleishiks and kasher making milchiks? Can you have your silverware that's fleishiks and kasher making milchiks? So the Prima Gun over here, as brought down by the Mishmur and Simitov and Aleph, brought down by the Mokavam and Simitov Koftes, mini kleisel is we do not kasher milchiks to fleishiks and vice versa. We don't kasher, ain't kids, we don't do that. Hagam, Dorcha Shulchan, why not? We'll mention at least one reason. Let's delay the minute. Why? The Magom today is simple, we'll mess up. If we don't kasher. Now, the Dorcha Shulchan argues three places, once over here, once Tafton Alp, Taf Koftes, and no such minute. Why is all Swam say, is a minute? We don't kasher milk to fleishiks. The question, who says the no such minute? The Dorcha Shulchan, Sai Peites over here, Sai Tafton Alp, Sai Taf Koftes. Why is all the Swam being done in Shibur, Sam Seifer, and Mokai Avram? Lavush, the mice of the niggas to be mach, but don't kasher milk to fleishiks.
No, we don't kasher continuously, but once you
kasher. Even once you don't, only for Pesach or other times. You don't kasher. We don't kasher milk to fleishiks. Now, okay.
We had milk to the oven, and he told us how to kasher.
So you just got it from somebody, right? If you just got it from somebody, right, the minig wasn't there, correct? If you're using it, right, correct? If you just got it from somebody, there's no such minig. That's what Berkowitz said. Now, there is a mavucha, how in the world there are certain people out there kasher their ovens milk to fleishiks. And therefore, before it says, yeah, they're a big baya. A lot of places can have a big problem with how they're doing that. There are those who are trying to miyash if the minig was not put upon ovens, not that simple. A lot of places can say it's not so. And then forget to ask Rav, what exactly is he doing? Maybe he's doing mitzvah tziruf. And you have to know where another came out that there's some people out there who kasher it. Now, the gate to this Indian of kasher with another, commonly they discuss, is that this Ram over here? Is it coming from the mall? Or do they ask, some ask, is it coming from the mall? Or some ask, is it kasher? The mall's over here saying, do not take a knife. Do ne'itza on fleishiks for using for milchiks. That's what I'm saying. So they're bringing it down over here Question, they're looking for the Mo'el, why they're comparing it to Mo'el. Is it the same thing as this Mo'el? It's a whole different sugya. So first, they like asking as a kasha. The loch is, can you kasha from fleishik to the powerful? You can. From milk to the powerful, you can. Some say only milk to the fleishik. According to Shach, well, you can't kasha it for lechem, for powerful. So they like even asking the kasha, before the Shach selling can't do it to powerful over here. So the question is how to apply this. So the mice, they come along and they want to tie no. That this Makar Ram says in Makar is Milvosh. No one brings down the Ramah is really in the Makar. They ask why not. But the Makar is not out, it's not over here. So either one Taino, this din is a Chumim Yuchid and Sakin. It cannot compare to utensils and pots, that's a different Sugyo. That's the Yabi, even one Taino, it's a Dim Yuchid and Sakin. But maybe just make it another Svar to Mechalik. Is Yeshul Chalik Harbe between the Itzo and Agolo. Sayla Kula, Sayla Chumro. That means one reason why the place won't be Machman Agolo, King Kasho, Milks of Leishiks. The loch is you cannot kasher something within 24 hours. You have to wait to make it einim bnei yomai. Why? Because if you do it within 24 hours, it will go in and out, back and forth, and then kasher it. That's the reason why the Sharm Bel says that's the sport of Wati Machmor on making milks of fleishik, so people might mess up. They kasher things back. You have milks in your house, fleishik kasher it back and forth, back and forth. You won't wait 24 hours. The loch in the gate to the itzel is you can do it within 24 hours. Therefore, it's a kulu by the itzel. Compared to the sugyo, that's a kulu. The same if I carried over here, that by the itza, what's the baya? By the case of kashering over here, is that you might kash milk some fleishiks and you mess up. By the itza, they say the knife at the end of the day that is fleishiks is still fleishiks. If it has bleas of fleishiks inside. This is the shamnunis that you caught, you want to take all the shamnunis, not cut something else that's cold. Use it hot, the bleas the mice you can, so it's best if it's a fleishik knife. So we're not going to be worried that much, and therefore maybe the loch is be more chum over here by this knife, be more machmer, because be etzim it's fleishiks over here. So there's a kul in the chumra over the sugya of Agolo, and even they do compare the sugya, and that's what is on Hogan to be machmer, but yesh lechalik, why they're not building the sugya, they get to kashing things one to another.
Once you made it power, now you can make it back.
Yes.
Palindiflately.
You have to not play games.
The
by Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, I always give you chabur, I think in the morning, maybe at the end of Seder, I'll say something in the Kavod Roshon in the back in Negev'riel. And next Wednesday is the sugya next year. We a chabur on Kachal. Maybe Sunday we'll have a chabur after that on this Chazor on Peches Peites. Should be much easier. But we'll begin Be'ez Hashem on Monday on Peizayin Peches Peites.
Erev Kippur.
Erev Kippur. What best Yom Adin to know what's Bechol that way. So Peizayin Peches Peites is Beis Yosef with Shachataz Chabur Amor Peschub Kiveger. So Tzadi is only with the Berhitev. Slocher Abba.
What?